My name is Colin Cowell. I'm 71 years old and I was born in Ollerton Bywater, Victoria Street. My father, in his early days, he worked for an oil firm, ROP, Russian Oil Products, which I gather was based in Castleford. And then once he got finished there, he just had jobs in colliery. My mother come from Doncaster area, Armthorpe, and sisters and brothers like. She were off about five or six family. And my father, I think he was born at Ollerton Bywater, but I believe his mother came from out Sheffield way, Chapeltown.
Right.
I did mention once.
And you say he came to work at Waterhaig Pit, is that right?
No, he never worked at Waterhaig. It was mostly up at Mount Pleasant, Primrose Hill, Swillington. But he did do a short while at Newmarket, just over M62. And he finished his days off like when they shut the Primrose Hill down at Rothwell, Fanny Pit as they called it. And he finished his time off there.
And was he what you would just call an ordinary miner, or did he have a skill?
He worked on to... It was a machinist on cutting coal. They got paid that bit extra for that type of job, him and another friend of a family. They were machinists together, like, on different faces, like, you know. But he finished his job off on Rothwell Colliery, I gather, on paddy train, taking people from bottom up pit shaft into where it works one. And he finished his last year or 2 years on that job, like.
And your mother, did she have a job as well?
No. She had in her younger days. She used to work for Joseph Mays in Holbeck, machinist, Hoffman presser, you know, back in 20s and that. And I think before she got that job, she worked in service for several houses somewhere in Leeds area. That would have after leaving school, like, yeah. But I couldn't tell you names of people. I think one was a chemist that lived somewhere in the Whitkirk area, I believe. But that was all back at distant past, like, you know.
So how did you come to live in Woodlesford?
Well, as I said, I was born down at Victoria Street, Ollerton Bywater. And I had an uncle who lived next door. I didn't know this at the time, like, only being a year old. And this house must have come vacant. And he must have told my mother, like, and I think we moved here the following year, 38. So I've been here about, 70 years, roughly.
So you grew up in this house?
I grew up, I only know this house, that's right, yeah.
What can you remember about growing up here then and going to school? Where did you go to school and who were your teachers? What can you remember about
Mr.
that?
Mr. Plowes and a Mr. Thackeray and a Miss Birch. Mr. Thackeray from Swillington. Mr. Plowes, I think, were from Garforth. Mr. Thackeray, I think Swillington, Miss Birch was somewhere from Garforth, and there was a grey-haired lady with glasses on, Miss Kay, and a Miss Poole who lived down Croft past New Mason somewhere, and a little house at the top of here, Quarry Hill, that was Miss Burry, and Miss Burry, she was in charge of infants. Well, I can remember classrooms, like, as it is down there now, like, you know, they used to have partitions that they pulled across, like, on runners to split it into two separate rooms, like, you know. And I can remember headmaster's room was just, if you know, old Oakley School, that, like, carved entrance, you just went through there, and that was main classroom, headmaster's classroom there, and then other teachers had side rooms off at the side. And you just gradually worked your way up as you went from one year to another, like, you know. And I remember playing out in schoolyard, like, when it was covered in snow and ice. And, of course, there was all old air raid shelters at back there, which is a back institute. There was all underground under there, and there were school allotments up there, right up to back of here. Well, of course, it's got houses built on now, like.
And then the allotments, does that mean that you grew things at the school yourself?
Yes, but I never did much, like. I just used to be, I wasn't green-fingered. You'd go out happen for half an hour of no lessons to teach you, and you might be out there just picking stones and weeds up and one thing and another, like, and then you might not go again for weeks and weeks.
Were they disciplined at the school? Was it a tough regime?
Well, I had one or two cracks aside at ear roll, shall we say, for misbehaving. Not really, you know, causing not like today's generation, nothing like that. But there used to be me and a lad called John Probert. He lived somewhere down at bottom of North Lane area. And me and him were sat at classroom, right at back at classroom and at desks, and he was trying to get his feet under mine to pull me off at thing, you see, end me up off floor. And, of course, we were acting daft, and, of course, Mr Plows must have spotted us, come marching up, crack, one aside, air-like, and, all right, we deserved it sort of thing, we weren't paying attention. And then that were it. I can say, I don't think I've ever had a caning like. Never got back to that stage, and that were it, once were enough, and that were it.
So you're growing up, what, in the end of the 1940s and into the 1950s?
Yes. Yeah.
What did you do when you weren't at school? Where did you
play?
Well,
we used to amuse ourselves down at quarries, down there, which were a very dangerous set-up sort of thing, like, because there were plenty of quarries full of deep water, and I couldn't swim. Because you don't think sea danger when you're younger. Could have fallen in, and that would be the end of that, like. And opposite Quarp, like, there used to be cranes up there where they sliced stones up, armitages, like, that they fetched up from quarry, fetched it up and then cut it up into slices and whips, whatever they wanted.
So was the quarry still working then?
Oh, aye, the quarry was working then, yes, because there's an old steam locomotive there, which used to take wagons occasionally, right down over bottom at Road Eshel Lane at back, and down to the side at under railway bridge, and then down to the side at canal, if they happened loaded them in barges, you know. And then there was a line went up from there was a line branched up towards station sidings.
And how did they get the stone out in the first place? Did they use explosives?
I gather they must have used explosives. Of course, I was at school while all this was going on, like, you know, but they're big steam cranes, or they're all steam cranes, and they must have blasted them out, hoisted them up onto this flat truck, and then it run round edge at quarry till it were a steep incline to get up to top. And then they used to ever, like at Weird at Brodie, a stationary engine with a big cable on, and they just used to haul it up to top.
And you remember seeing this?
I could remember seeing that, yeah, really. If rope had snapped, that were another thing, you see. Health and safety would have been able to get anywhere near it now. But all you had to do was just stand outside and watch. Nobody said out, like. So if that cable had snapped, truck had gone flying back down, probably ended up down at water, like, it deep, and I might have been, well, not here sort of thing, you know, whiplash.
But as kids, you used to be able to get into the quarry.
Yes, you could walk in, no problem. Yeah, there were no fence, nothing round. No, you could walk in, or into brick kilts at back.
And the workmen and the authorities didn't mind if you were there?
They'd all gone home by, they'd all finished by 5 o'clock. So there was nobody around, you see. So just open invitation to go in. You didn't do any damage, vandalism, not to vandalise, like. Just used to run in and run around slabs and grind stones. They had them stacked up like grindstones.
And do you think that was what the principal use of the stone was for grindstones?
Well, some of it was, but some of it was great big slabs, and I think they used to send that off to goodness knows where, like, you know, whatever firm wanted to make use on it, like.
And did you play anywhere else in the village? Did you go down Fleet Lane near the pit, for instance?
I used to go, not into pit, no. We used to go at muck stacks at back at pit, like. You could go down this railway line, at back of here, over Eshel Lane, under railway embankment, and then there were what were called balloon there, and it was just like a flooded area, full of bulrushes and swampy water. And we'd just go playing round there, that's all. Cowboys and Indians, me and one or two up and down muckstacks like young'uns. And then, of course, once I started work, I didn't know what the devil I was going to do, but a lad who used to work at school, they were called John Neavesy. He says, I'm going to go down to Brewery, Colin, are you coming with us, see if I can get a job? So, of course, I walked down with him, went through the gate, up to Brewer's office. In there, yes, there's once a vacancy down at bottling department. He asked me if I wanted one, and I said, no, not at the moment. I had no more idea what the devil I wanted to do with being poorly educated. So John went down there for an interview, and he says, wait for us, I'll be back. Well, he hung on about 20 minutes again, archway, and he never come back, so I thought, oh, I'm off home, like. Anyway, after about 2 or 3 weeks, I thought, well, I'll never walk down, same performance, up to see Norman Jackson. Sorry, there's no vacancies, they're all taken. And then just as I was going to go through the door, he says, oh, just a minute, there's Siddle over at Road at Wine and Spirit. I think he has a vacancy for somebody. And he got in touch with him, and I went over to Top Loading Bay, took me details, Mr. Rambler, and that were it.
And how old were you then?
15. Well, I'd left school. I wasn't even at school when I left, because I were off poorly at the time again. Typical, like, yeah. You know. But just, as I say, we're not having not that brilliant education. And I can read, but I'm not a brilliant writer, I'm afraid, you know. Not that much. I've got this far.
What were the shops like along Aberford Road when you were a child?
Well, there were shops up here, as far as that goes. There were one at Endert Street here. And, of course, there was still the Co-op there then, like. But it were old-fashioned style, big slabs of butter and lard and margarine and, you know, very thingy surfaces like marble top surface counters and that sort of thing, you know.
What did these shops sell? What kind of shops were they?
Just general grocery shops, stores, that's all. One other side of the road up there was a Bentley's off licence. He sold, you know, groceries and bits of this and bits of that and... Yeah, beer pumps here. You could get beer on draft. Brewing used to deliver beer, in casks like. And little shop at end here, in such people who owned these houses at the time, called them Simpsons. And they were just like a little corner shop, and they just sell tea, potatoes, a few vegetables, you know, groceries, tinned stuff and that sort of thing mostly.